30-30.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, 1-866-233-0747. We were having a little fun during the first hour. Steph got us off on a rabbit trail, talking about parrots and Pontipi Island, and then that went to tattoo, and then deep plane.
Oh, yes.
And then we were talking about Methuselah.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Okay, well, folks, what I want to do here is I want to introduce to you Congressman Keith Ellison. He is a congressman, a representative in the state of Minnesota here. And I want you to catch this because it's not me saying this. This is Brigitte Gabrielle. And what she wants to do is she was actually a victim of the Muslims in her lands. It was in Lebanon. And she fell victim to them. Now she's over in America and actually exposing who they are, how they operate, so on and so forth. And this is an intro into Congressman Keith Ellison. It's called Stealth Jihadi. It's really short. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how he wants to disarm the American people, which is humorous. And then secondly, what I want to do is I want to show you how he's been attacking me behind my back. Of course, he won't do this to my face. Why don't you do that to my face, Keith?
Or actually, like, ever
talk to you. Why don't you say that to my face, Kiki?
Wow.
I didn't think so. I had a surge. That was a sugar moment.
Definitely.
Okay, so here we go. Check this out. This is Brigitte Gabrielle introducing Mr. Keith Ellison.
And under Islam, there's the law of kitman, or which is lying under Islam, where a Muslim can tell a lie, and a lie is permissible as long as the lie basically prepares the way for Islam to be either victorious or to win an argument against an enemy. And this is why we were very concerned in the United States when Keith Ellison from Minnesota, the first Muslim congressman, was elected to Congress. Because under the practice of taqiyya, kitman or lying, where a Muslim can say any lie to protect Islam, because under Islam, if a practicing Muslim is a practicing Muslim. When he is faced between two decisions, either to protect Islam or protect his family, his country, or anything else, his allegiance is to Islam, not to his country. So if a congressman like Keith Ellison...
So how does he swear allegiance to the United States?
He swore on a Quran. And under Islamic law, obviously he's a practicing Muslim. And under Islamic law, you can literally lay your hand on the Quran, swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, fully knowing that you are telling a lie and nothing but a lie. But that lie is forgiven. You are forgiven as a Muslim.
Because it's in the furtherance of Islam.
It's in the furtherance of Islam. And if America is ever at war, and a Muslim congressman has to choose between his loyalty to Islam or the Islamic army or his loyalty to the United States, his loyalty at the day of judgment or at the day where he has to make a decision will be to Islam and not to any man-made religion or not to any constitution man-made by people. And that's what the American public needs to understand.
And yet we've elected someone like that to represent a state here in the United States.
Exactly. And actually, at his victory party, the echo of Allahu Akbar, God is the greatest, which is the same words that the perpetrators of 911, Muhammad Atta, Ziad Jarrah, and all the other 19 hijackers of the plane, who kidnapped those planes and flew them into the World Trade Center and into the Pentagon, these were their last words that they uttered. Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, Islam is supreme. And these are the words that were shouted at the victory party of Keith Ellison. This is what we need to educate the American public about. This is the politically incorrect truth that the Western media from CNN and the others do not want to bring out to the American public because it is not politically correct. correct to do so.
Now, isn't that interesting? Yeah. So that is your introduction into Keith Ellison. Now, what's interesting, friends, when we go over to the Congressional Oath of Office, this is what it states. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I'm about to enter. So help me God, the God of the Mosaic Institution, and who fulfilled that Mosaic Institution. His name is no king, but
King Jesus.
Amen. While Ellison attempted to advocate for common sense gun laws just 3 days ago, friends, a known left wing, folks, communist tactic of deception, he let his mask slip when he said that the entire Democratic Party should subvert the Second Amendment.
Oh, my God.
Now, what's also interesting about this clown is, and the joke is on the homosexuals, that I've warned time and time and time again, mm-hmm. only to receive hate and scorn.
Right.
It's interesting that he's also the chairperson for the LGBT in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thought the Muslims were calling for the execution of the homosexuals in America.
That's right.
Okay, but they have him as the fox in their chicken coop. How's that working out? Now, what's also interesting, friends, is it's come to my understanding that Minnesota Representative Keith Ellison, the first Muslim, he's been making comments about me, yours truly, Bradley Dean, to the Daily Beast, saying to the American people that they may not know quite how extreme this guy, Bradley Dean, is.
Okay, hold on a second.
Extreme.
I got to stop. You can't get any more extreme, in my opinion, than a Muslim extremist. When you look at what they do to women, what they've done to children, what, you know, their goal is, Allah Akbar.
How can you serve a God that's okay with you lying? I mean,
exactly.
that's ridiculous. That's a God to suit your sins.
Yeah.
And when you see the lifestyle, you can see that's exactly what it is. And it's like, where do you suppose this theology would be coming from a God?
Your God's okay with you blowing up and killing people.
We talked about this yesterday. Isn't that interesting? Our God says to sacrifice, greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his brother.
And thou shalt not kill.
And mm-hmm. you have these religions that say, no, go ahead and blow yourself up, and then you have a reward in heaven by killing innocent people.
Exactly.
Now, what kind of a God do you think that would be? That's pretty deceptive.
And how more extreme can you get than that?
Yes. So, according to this politician, this Muslim, according to Keith Ellison's accusations, it is extreme to stand up. Listen carefully, friends. Don't get me wrong. It's extreme to stand up for our posterity, our future generations, the same way that our forefathers did for us. It's extreme, according to the Keith Ellison Muslims of the world, to protect the family, to enforce the laws of our land, namely our constitutional republic, against crime. And I want to say this, if this is extreme, then, friends, it is extreme.
Guilty as charged.
Guilty as charged.
That's right.
I rest my case. Keith Ellison is right, but let me reassure you, it is the extreme that America is calling for, extreme in not tolerating any more corruption, and it is rightly called leadership,
right,
friends. The right time to do the right thing is right now, and America is waiting for the now. Are you listening to me, men and women, you leaders? It's time for the reestablishing of who we are as a republic, one nation under God, the Christian religion, like it or not, indivisible, undividable, unbreakable, with liberty, freedom to do those things that we ought to do, and justice according to the Mosaic Institution, who is on the top of our Supreme Court for all, even people of other faiths, such as Keith Ellison, so long as they abide by the laws of our land and our God. I'm extreme.
That's exactly
right.
We'll
be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Why don't you say that to my face, Brother Keith? Come on, why don't you say that to my face?
What's your prediction for the fight tonight, Bradley? Pain.
That was beautiful.
He can feel that.
That's right.
He can fuse that.
You know, I think it's so interesting how someone can call someone extremely extreme and never talk with them a day in their lives. I mean, isn't that hilarious?
Oh, he won't even get on the phone with
me. Exactly.
Hey, folks, anybody that continuously combats, again, the little useful idiots, the bloggers, this is why they don't call in, because facts are stubborn things. I'm right.
That's right.
And I'll tell you why I'm right. It's not my mind as to where I'm right. It's what has been given unto us, and what works is right. And it's the Christ that is right without fail, because he's not a man that he should lie. And by the way, my God is a just God, a holy God, a righteous God. Not one that's okay with me manipulating the truth to get things to work for me. That's sick.
That's exactly
That's demonic
right.
garbage, friends. But let me get to this. I got a friend right now. His name is Brian. He's calling from Michigan. And Brian was just Facebooking me. And I said, hey, Brian, get on the radio and tell our listeners really quick a political ideology. Go ahead and share, my friend. And by the way, welcome to the show. How are you doing, brother?
Hey, thanks, Fred.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Doing well. Well, I'm glad you guys are on this topic. It's one that you just cannot talk about enough, because there's so many battles going on. The religious battle is, you know, you just mentioned it's not only religion, but politics is all wrapped up in one. And, you know, in your open, you talk about, you know, we're based on Judeo-Christian values. That is what we are based on. You go all the way back. Our founding fathers were not deists. They were bona fide, documented Christians. And their ideology is very well laid out and based in that. And when you start bringing in other things, and I'm not even going to call it religion. It's, you know, you were talking about another political system that, you know, quite frankly, when you take a look at the background of this person, they are a rambling idiot, very well documented. And in that ideology is based on a political system, raising an army, and quite frankly, you know, allowing things to happen with the leader of that while other people were fighting for him out in the field. So
Well,
that's
when you
about
look
as clean as I can give it to you.
Yeah.
It's a family program.
No, I appreciate that. Winston Churchill said, Islam to a man is like rabies to a dog.
Wow.
And when you begin to look at the fruit of what these people advocate, it's demonic.
It's death.
To the core.
Yeah.
It is incredible. It's almost like they come up with these new things that they can do to their women or to anybody that they want to, because all of a sudden their God changed their mind.
Right.
And it's like, my God doesn't change his mind.
You look at some of these groups that are fighting for this because they hate God so much, not even realizing what it will do to them personally.
Yes, of course. Yeah. You know, it's interesting, too. I also say, Brian, it's interesting that these Muslims, they're told to go blow up, you know, innocent people and cities and such. It's like, well, if they're going to receive a reward to go to heaven for killing all these people, then why doesn't the one advocating and giving the order, why don't they do it first?
Right, exactly.
I've never understood that. Hey, if it's such a good idea, why haven't you done it yet?
I left him speechless. This is all logic.
I'm really good at that.
Sit down and figure it out like a puzzle, but...
yeah, I got you. I appreciate...
You know, we battle Satan every day, and Satan just doesn't make things easy sometimes. So, okay, here's the plan, and here's the war plan, and here, now you fight us back. It isn't that easy.
Amen. I appreciate your time. Thanks for the call.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
keep
you,
Brian. Rocking Michigan, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. It's true.
Yeah, and you know, that is true because...
About me saying... You know, I just kind of left him speechless.
Oh, that's
He's
true.
A radio show host
yeah,
out
right,
in Michigan,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. But that is true when you look at these, you know, different documentaries. So, for example, you look at Act of Valor, which is real-life Navy SEAL men who played, you know, the part of real life based on actual combat missions and so on and so forth. And when you go and you look and you say these, we'll call them just bad guys, okay?
Yeah.
When the bad guys say, hey, you know, don't worry about it. You know, you see these women who are crying, they're scared to death, they're shaking because they're about to pull a trigger on a bomb that they know is going to kill them.
Yeah.
And then the man who's leading them, the chief bad guy, the Muslim extremist, he says, well, don't worry, now you'll get to be with, you'll see your husband again in heaven. It's like, well, that's easy for you to say. She's the one that's blowing herself up, as you're not the one with the bomb strapped
to you. You're talking about Brother El Shabaab.
That's right, exactly. When you look at these things and you see that this is
based... How'd that work out for him?
Exactly. But you see it's based upon real-life circumstances, and you see, well, listen, if dying is so great, then why don't you be the one to lead the way to show us how to do it, and then we'll follow in your footsteps.
Well, how's he going to do that if he's dead?
Well, the point is...
I'm being facetious.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm being a little froward right now. I'm just trying to see if I can leave you speechless.
Well, no, you're not going to leave me speechless.
People want to hear about this Keith Ellison little debate going back and forth. There's no debate. I win.
But what we're talking about, you know, this leads into the whole show, because the whole show we're talking about hypocrisy. We're talking about people say, listen, I'm going to teach you how to make love and marriage work. I've been married and divorced five times.
You set the record straight,
girl. Okay, I'm going to tell you about, you know, how, you know, we're against the Second Amendment, but then we're going to, you know, push gun running to terrorists behind the backs of everyone.
Terrorism is nothing more than a political battering ram to implement a new world order.
Right, exactly.
It's all created, friends. Just go over to Egypt. You can find videos out there saying, hey, Muslim Brotherhood has nothing to do with who we are. They're trying to set nations at war with nations, and they're telling you themselves it's all created to bring forth a new world order.
Exactly.
And who said that? George Bush. And when you look at Hitler's regime and dictatorships and their regimes and how do they operate, hey, folks, they're all one and the same.
Yeah, exactly. And
there's no difference.
Denying.
They're all serving the same devil.
That's right. And there's no denying that there are legitimate bad people out there, but why are they pushing this, and what's the agenda, and what's right behind it? So we have terrorist attacks, then what happens? Then we take more of the American people's rights away.
That's right.
So who does it work for? But going back to talking about hypocrisy,
I really wish you'd hurry this up.
Well, I'm going to get to my point here. You're interrupting me here. The point is with Keith Ellison, he's saying that you're extreme when you look at the religion.
I am extreme.
You are.
Yes, I'm very militant.
But
there's no question about it.
We're extreme for righteousness' sake.
That's right.
We're extreme according to the laws of our constitutional republic, according to the laws of God, which it was based on, you know, the God of the nature and nature's God, the laws of nature and nature's God. But then we're looking at the opposite end of the spectrum, and he's saying that we're extreme for righteousness' sake, which, hey, guilty as charged, when his whole religion, Muslim extremists, are literally blowing up people in the name of Allah, and that's not extreme. It's the pot calling the kettle black here. That's my point.
I did a high school assembly in Nebraska. I stood up in the bus, I looked over, and I noticed these houses were built in the 40s. And I imagined the father and mother that lost their son, who didn't come home because he died in World War II for the liberation and the magnification of our laws towards a tyrant name Adolf Hitler and the such, and the same difference with Roosevelt, because if you remember right, Roosevelt said that American boys would not step on foreign soil. 405,399 men later and women later, we can see that Roosevelt was just as guilty as hell, literally, as Hitler was in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. He was not a good guy. And so in saying that, can you imagine, this is what I want to be. I want to knock on the door of the man that lost his son. And when I knock on that door, because I didn't realize what his sacrifice was to give me what I have. So I go and I knock on that door, and the door is open, and I look at him, and I said, "You're the father of the son that was sacrificed for my freedom." And he looks at me, and he said, "Yes, do you realize the price paid?" And I look at him, and I say, "Sir, I am so sorry, because I did not realize that it was me and my guilt that actually put your son on the cross. I'm so sorry. I want to live for him who died for me. What is it that you want me to do?" I go inside of his house. He bestows upon me the Holy Spirit, who transforms me in an instant. I'm made, I'm created in the image and likeness of his son, Jesus Christ. When I have that Holy Spirit, all of a sudden he sets me out to the battlefield and says, "Go live now for what my son died for."
Right.
Now, if you're not angry about what's going on in your country, friends, how do you call yourself a Christian and or an American patriot?
That's right. And if you're not angry, you have not seen the sacrifice. You have not understood the sacrifice yet, because knowing the sacrifice is what makes you angry.
Well, just think about this. The Keith Ellisons of the world, these are fraternizers. They're enemies in our land. And by the way, you want to talk about the Keith Ellisons, probably born and raised in America here. You want to talk about a traitor in every sense of the word?
Right.
I mean, this is a fraternizer.
Right.
He's fraternizing. Folks, he is stepping on.
He's totally trampling
the Constitution in which the boys in World War II, all the way down the line of American history, friends, he is willing to trample the rights that them men and women fought, bled, and died to give us.
That's right. And that's Bridget.
And those are Christian crosses over the top of their heads, my friends. None other.
Yeah, and as Brigitte Gabrielle stated, his loyalty when he's swearing on the Quran, he can swear to a lie, and it's fine if it advances the cause of Islam, and his loyalty is to Islam first. Now listen, your loyalty is to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ first and foremost.
Just read your state preamble.
Exactly.
Yes.
And to follow the Constitution, which you swore to uphold, so help me God of our Lord Jesus Christ, not Allah Akbar, not nothing of the sort, of Jesus Christ, and the God of our Mosaic Institution, which established this country. That's where your oath and your loyalty lies, to none other and nothing else.
Amen. When we come back, we're going to finish this piece up, because when I look through it, it's getting a little bit hotter, because I want to make myself clear that the extremities that I have advocated, according to Keith Ellison, are not lawless, but rather lawful.
Amen.
So who's breaking the law? Are you an extremity for righteousness, holiness, goodness, and truth? I am. Be right back. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Let me say this. I would unite with anybody to do right and with nobody to do wrong.
You know, we are so connected because I had that same exact quote pulled up myself. Who said that? Frederick Douglass.
The abolitionist.
That's right. For those of you who are listening.
The first MLK.
That's right. Paved the way. We're talking about breakers. That's right. And for those of you who are listening and say, listen, I love you guys. I love your guys' show. We actually got a call this week from a guy. And what he said was, what you do is my highlight. I look forward to the show. And we hear people like that that are out there. It really does say, wow, that's awesome that you are out there listening. Because obviously we can't see all your pretty little faces, but we can know that you're there. But for those who say, listen, I look forward to the show. It's like going to church. It really feeds me spiritually. We need your help and your support to continuously do what we do. So for those of you who can support, you want to become Sons or Daughters of Liberty or just simply give a donation, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. On the right-hand side, you can click the link to the donate button or scroll down a little bit on the right, you also say become a son or daughter of liberty. You can call us at 1-866-233-0747 as well.
Important. It really is important, folks. Let's get back to this. Keith Ellison attacking me behind my back. To make myself clear, again, the extremities that I've advocated, according to Keith Ellison, are not lawless, but rather lawful. So they are not unconstitutional, but rather constitutional. You see this? Are you starting to understand real love, friends? They are not un-American, but rather American. Keith Ellison is calling me extreme. But I'm the one abiding by the laws of the land. Keith isn't. And why he's there, I don't know. By the way, his district in the state of Minnesota is a large Muslim population. How large that is, I have no idea. Maybe there was five. Five Muslims went and voted while, 15,000 Americans took it for granted and they didn't do their due diligence and take responsibility and actually vote. I don't know. And I'm not being facetious, neither, friends. That's the issues that we're having in this country today. But Keith Ellison seems to forget in his folly that I'm not the one trying to overthrow our Constitution, again, or the laws of our land. He and his Muslim brotherhood are in America. So again, I may be extreme, but I'm extreme in the preservation of this country. folks. Too many of our veterans have paid the ultimate price by giving the ultimate sacrifice. And I'm not going to roll over and let these politicians desecrate their memories in which they swore to uphold. Just ain't doing it. Ain't going to fly. See, the radicals, and the problem with the radicals is that they don't know how to deal with those who don't roll over every time they want another law overthrown. Friends, I want to say this in Jesus' name. Those days are over. Because people are tired of being rolled over upon, and America has been screaming from the housetops for 3 years now, enough is enough. I got a question. Where do you suppose Keith Ellison has been? I mean, doesn't he hear the voice of his constituents, or did he forget that he works for we the people? I mean, let's tell the truth and shame the devil, folks, because it is what it is, and here we are today. So I want to ask the question to Keith Ellison, what is extreme about our laws? What is it that you don't like about who we are? Our laws say no to Sharia law in this country. Maybe that's his problem, yeah? But let me say it this way, that's his problem. And according to this mindset, that's extreme, so be it. Extreme it is. And again, friends, see what they do? They shout and they shoot. They accuse as they are the ones that are perpetuating the crimes. We just seen this yesterday. The gun runner that you were talking about, right, during the first hour.
In California.
The Chinese dude.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Gun running to Muslims, terrorists, friends. He was the one attacking Article 2 of the Bill of Rights in America, namely in California. See how they work? They denounce it in the north, and then they promote it in the south. Either way. That's politics.
Yeah.
And I want you to keep in mind one thing, too. And I'll never forget this. It was Roosevelt that said there's nothing that happens in politics that has not been first planned.
Mm-hmm.
This is all planned out in the state-run media. They all get in the same room and say, this is what we're going to start to push now. Sooner or later, the American people stand down and be stupefied enough to actually believe what we're saying. And it was Hitler and Goebbels that actually said, say it loud enough and long enough, they'll believe it sooner or later.
And you know what's interesting, too, is it seems like it's so much bigger than what it is. It goes back to Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. What happened was we see all the smoke and the lights and the big screen and the face, and it's so intimidating. And then little Toto, the little curious dog, comes behind, pulls away that little curtain, and we find out, wait a second, you're the guy? Yeah. You're the guy that's got everybody afraid? Same thing. The media, I know they push off a big front, and like everybody's thinking this way, and everybody's going with the way of the world and the way that they say they want it to go. And everyone, of course, when the new poll says most people are in favor of this, it doesn't matter if most people are in favor or not in favor of something that's right or wrong. What the Bible says is right is right. But the point is, we'd say, oh, we're so intimidated, this is a big Goliath. Well, listen, one David with God with him, if God be for us, who could be against us, took down Goliath, and we can do the same thing lawfully in America.
Not by power,
we rally
not by my,
together.
By my
that's
spirit,
right. Through
the
Lord, we can do this.
But then again, let's go back to Keith Ellison real quick. Is also the first politician that has blatantly disrespected everything about who we are as a Christian nation. Keith Ellison broke tradition in our country by swearing in on the Quran rather than the Holy Bible. Folks, that's pretty extreme.
Yes.
Keith reminds me of those who, they hate good cops. The good cop loves his country so much that he honors everything about his established government by enforcing the laws of the land towards anyone that would attempt to throw or overthrow it. Because America, who would call a good cop extreme? You fill in the blank.
Right. Bad guy?
Yeah, no, you call him a patriot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know, but the bad guy would call the good cop extreme. Yeah.
Yep. Keith might want to do his homework on those who he attacks and maybe even give them a call before he tells the press things that he knows nothing of, because it's best for Keith to stick to with the people that, which he doesn't know the difference as to who he is like he has been, because they're the only ones foolish enough to ignore the writings on the wall that he's a Muslim and he's extreme for his illegal cause in America. And I want to say this, and I end with this. How extreme am I? Remember Martin Luther King Jr., friends? He said, I must admit that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist, but as I continue to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being considered an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave, half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. So, friends, the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. Will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the extension of justice? You need to decide that, because I can't do
it
for you.
That's a great point. Extreme goes both ways. Yeah. We're extreme for righteousness.
Yeah. I got David calling from Boston. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hi, Bradley. I told Stephanie that I, too, am a son of liberty.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah. I don't know about, I didn't call in about Keith Ellison and so on. I don't know. I know very little about him. I'm just learning about him from you, Bradley. But what I was going to mention is, are you familiar with the American Free Press newspaper?
I may be, but is this a plug, or do you have a point to make?
Oh, I have a point to make.
Okay, let's go for it. No, yeah, I am not. I'm not, my friend.
Huh?
I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. I was wondering if you were maybe familiar with Mark Glenn from Idaho and...
No, we're good. We need to stick to the plan here.
You know, when I spoke with David on the phone, he was saying that basically he was going to talk about Islam and about how they call it Chrislam, and they're trying to be Christians and Islam,
okay, well,
trying to make it all go together.
That's the point that we should have made here, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So we appreciate the phone call, David. Let's stick to the topic a little sooner next time.
You know, speaking of that, it's interesting that, you know what? This is a different topic. Folks, I said I was going to bring up some other things. I got them posted on my Sons of Liberty Facebook page right now, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. If you go there, I just posted hang on a second here. I'm sorry. We are doing live radio. I just posted this article on Keith Ellison. He was just busted a couple days ago. He's attacking the Second Amendment, folks, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. He's trying to undermine the people. He's trying to disarm the American people. I've already got 152 shares, 102 comments. And that has nothing to do with likes or anything. So, friends, you're paying attention. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and go ahead and check out that article. It's very short. There's a video, I believe, but it's so short. And look at this. People are just responding like crazy.
Yeah, the comments.
If I go over to my personal fan page, I posted it there as well. And my public fan page, it's Bradley Dean on Facebook. There's 119 shares, so we got about 400 shares already, and about 300 likes and about 150 comments. Oh, actually, more than that, 225 comments.
Yeah,
so folks, thank you for responding. That's great.
It goes to show you that it is a topic near and dear to the American people's heart. And, you know, when you look at it, we're talking about all this in America today. It's politically correct to be tolerant and everything. Listen, if we would go to a Muslim nation and say, hey, I'm a Christian, I represent, you know, Jesus Christ, would I receive the same amount of tolerance and love that we're expected to do here? Anyone is welcome to come to America. We all have come from different
places. They're afforded asylum under the Constitution as long as they abide by the laws of the Mosaic Institution.
That's right. Exactly. And you have to stick to the laws of the Mosaic Institution and the laws of our Constitution.
You don't have a right to come here and try to upend the Constitution by using homosexuals and Sharia law and all this other stuff. And folks, we're seeing this all across the boards. I've said it so many times. So many people out there just saying, okay, Bradley, I heard you. But I need to say it again because I need to see more of a response across the country. And I am seeing a response on a daily basis from you. And I appreciate that. But, folks, what is destroying this country is the American people standing down, allowing these people to take shots at your boat. Now, you've heard of the analogy of the merciful captain who sat on his ship and an assailant came up and he tried to shoot his ship down. He wanted to sink his ship. So the merciful captain looked at him and just thought, well, maybe he didn't really mean that. So the assailant turns around because he missed the ship of the merciful captain, and he takes another shot. Well, the merciful captain looks at him and said, maybe he just missed it again. Maybe he's just trying to shoot something behind me. No, friends, he's trying to shoot at you. The third time it cost the merciful captain his ship and all those that were aboard. How many times are you going to let him take a shot? You have to stand up and say, enough is enough. We'll be right back for our final segment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Joseph Era, the founder and CEO of WND.com, WorldNet Daily, as it's known in some quarters, the nation's largest independent news source. I am just so pleased to be working with Bradley Dean in a number of ways, getting more familiar with their program and their ministry every single day, and I'm excited about their outreach to young people across this country, which is one of the most important mission fields anybody could ever find.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money, a code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBextract.com.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. One more segment. It's been a fun show.
Yes,
it really has been. I just gave you the analogy, friends, and I asked the question, and I put it to your candor, friends. How long are you going to allow this administration and those that serve we the people who derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, they're our employees, friends, how long are we going to allow them to continuously usurp their authority and attack the ship that we are on? You can call it mercy. I call it stupidity. Let me give you another analogy. A doe that was blind in one eye was accustomed to graze as near to the edge of the cliff as she possibly could. In the hope of securing her greater safety, she turned her sound eye towards the land that she might get the earliest tidings of the approach of the hunter or the hound. And her injured eye towards the sea from whence she entertained no anticipation of danger. Some boatman sailing by saw her and taking a successful aim, mortally wounded her, yielding up her last breath, she gasped forth this lament. O wretched creature that I am to take such precaution to land, after all to find the seashore to which I had come for safety so much more perilous.
Yeah.
Friends, open both eyes. Don't just keep one eye open. Keep them both open. And by the way, when you look at the flag, and that yellow flag with that snake coiled up, mm-hmm. that means it's always ready to attack. Don't tread on me. Notice the eyes are always open, friends.
Wide open.
And what is the price of freedom? Eternal vigilance. Stay your watch and do your duty. Amen.
You know, and that reminds me of when we're talking about in the show, a lot of we've been talking about is, you know, following the blind and say it, then do as I say, but don't do as I do.
Yep.
You know, there is a story told of a little boy and a father, and the father went off to work, and there was a light snowfall. And so what happened was, is the boy actually heard his father leaving. So he went to the door, and he saw his father, that he was going into the car, and so he started to run after him, and he said, "Isaac coming, Papa. Isaac coming. Yite in your tracks." And he was going right in his tracks because there was a light snowfall. And so the father thought that was so cute, and he was saying, "This is just wonderful." He goes, "Isaac coming, Papa. Right in your tracks." The father thought that was wonderful, but he said, "There's no way you can come with me to work." So what he did was he decided to say, "Listen, you got to go back to mom." So he picked him up and he brought him back to his mom. And he set the kid down right next to his mom and said, "Okay, honey, you got to stay here. I got to go to work." So then what happened was, is the man, he went and he got in his car and he drove off to work. But it was a custom for that man every day to stop at the local saloon or the bar and get, you know, something to drink, some alcohol. But as he went to the saloon or the bar that day and he stood in front of the gate, he heard this little voice saying, "Isaac coming, Papa. Isaac coming. Yite in your tracks." And so he stopped. He hesitated. He pondered for a moment. He said, "You know what? I would not do anything, or I don't want to make any tracks that I would be ashamed to have my son follow in." And he turned around and he left the front of that saloon or that bar, never to go there again.
Amen.
Because he heard that voice and he didn't want to make any tracks that he would be ashamed or sorry to have his son follow.
Okay, and the way that the parent actually makes that sure in the future is they correct themselves.
Right. Exactly.
They walk before a just and a holy God. We walk in the light of the countenance of a Most High God. How do we do that? Well, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate. So when we go and read the moral law of God and we repent for our sins, Exodus 20, it drives us to the foot of the cross,
mm-hmm,
where Jesus Christ is, because it can do no more. The law condemns, the gospel justifies if I believe. Believe is a verb, so I act upon it.
Mm-hmm.
So your repentance is before God and you put your faith in Jesus Christ. That is scriptural. And our walk, my friends, is before Him who sees all things naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Put your trust in Jesus Christ. Ask Him to wash you in the blood of the Lamb to never do it again. Remember the analogy of how I use where I walk up to His Father and say, "Hey, I didn't realize the sacrifice of your Son." When you go to Christ crucified and you see Him evidently set forth and crucified before your eyes, and you understand what He did in a spiritual sense, you'll do everything in your power never to offend Him again. And that is a filial love, my friends. That is a filial love. Reminds me of the little boy. I don't mean to bring forth so many analogies, but this just comes to my aid again about the two little bad boys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, two little boys, one bad, one good. I'm sorry. And the bad little boy said, "Let's go break some windows," to the good little boy. And the good little boy looked at the bad boy and said, "I don't want to go break any windows." And the bad boy said to the good boy, "Why?" "Because every time you do anything, it seems like your dad is very kind and merciful in the response." And the good boy looked at the bad boy and he said, "That's why I don't want to break
any windows.
I don't want to offend my dad."
Right, because
he saw
how good his dad was, he didn't want to do anything to offend that which is so kind and merciful back to him.
Amen.
So
that's real love.
That's real love,
yes.
Absolutely. And you know, Sons of Liberty, we are doing this on a daily basis. It's not just on the radio show. It's not just, you know, here to and fro. Wherever we go, whatever we do, whether or not we're in the gas station, the grocery store, doing events, on the radio, we are bringing forth this message. And we're turning literally talk radio into do radio.
Because
we see so many talkers talk about the problem. Let's have a panel and talk.
Something wrong with these guys that are on the radio making millions and millions and millions of dollars while they sit behind the mic and they do nothing but paint you in a corner? Folks, it's never been us. It will never be us. And I'm not trying to put their light out neither. Some of the things are awesome in which they say. You know what? For the most part, it's what they don't say that bothers me. And it's what they don't do that really bothers me.
That's exactly right.
They like to talk, but they don't want to go any further. It was Jesus that said, "You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me." In other words, show me your faith by your works. Don't sit there and talk about it. Do something about it, because that's an exhibition of what your faith really is,
right,
by the fruit.
Right, and I think people listening to the Sons of Liberty, so many times you think, you might even say to yourself, "Oh, it's such a breath of fresh air. It's so wonderful to hear someone speak the truth and say it how it is, not, you know."
And I love watching Bradley Dean get beat up constantly from within and from without. It's such a grand thing. It's like going to the UFC, man, and just watching Bradley get the tar beat out of him. But you know what? I keep getting back up. Just like Captain in America. I can do this all day.
That's right.
And by the grace of God, I will in Jesus' name.
That's exactly right. And for those of you who want to get behind a ministry that's doing something, not sitting in a church waiting for people to come to us, not having pizza parties,
which is unscriptural,
but going into all the world, actually following that great mandate of that great commission to go, emphasis on go, ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. So if you want to support what we are doing, we cannot do this without you. You go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you click on the right-hand side, there's a donate button in the American flag. You can make a one-time donation there. Or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, which is really nice, you go scroll down onto the right. It says, get your membership here. When you click on there, there's four easy ways in which you can become a son or daughter of Liberty. And again, for this month, you can get a free Sons of Liberty t-shirt. Now, also what we have is a great video. It says, why become a son or daughter of Liberty? Why become a son or daughter of Liberty? What's it about? What are you going to do? And how is it going to support what we do?
Because we can't do this without you. It's not about us. It's about we. As a matter of fact, I got some emails just this morning. Bradley, what do we do? What can you do about it? No. Not what can I do about it. What can we do about it? Let me tell you what we can do about it. We can do everything about it under God in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Amen.
And we have to know that if God be for us, who can be against us? And for some of you, you're not able to go on the front lines, as we always say. You might not be able to be quite in there doing events or schools or, you know, getting badgered by the media 24/7. But we can say, listen, we support you. We're getting behind you because we know you're speaking the truth, even though it's hard, even though you get a lot of flack for it. We support you, and we support the Sons of Liberty.
We say hard things because we love.
Exactly. Yeah. That's so true. Yeah. So if you go and become a son or daughter of Liberty, there's different kinds of membership, different levels. You can do $5 a month, all the way up into $505 a month. And there's so many good things that go along with it. Namely, you're supporting a ministry that's doing, but you also become a son or daughter of Liberty. You can watch the podcast, 25% of our product of the week every week.
Annex.
There is so much air drumming that you're missing.
Here's the love that we see exhibited again from the world, the spirit of the world, right? Watching them destroy themselves. It's like the little boy who started screaming when he broke his arm, and the doctor went in there and looked at him and said, I need to re-break your arm and reset your arm. And because the little boy screamed and cried and cussed, he did everything he shouldn't have done. The doctor looked at him and said, you know, I just can't cause this little boy any more pain. No. Real love says, I got to re-break it and I have to reset it. There is no other way.
And you know, that's true, because real love would say, listen, I got to re-break it and set it so it will grow again.
Are you going to remember
healthy.
This after the radio show?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because I'm going to hold you to it, right, Sam?
Hold on. Yes. No, real love says, I've got to break that arm and set it aright, because if you don't, because the little bit of pain that the boy might be feeling now, either he's going to feel a little pain now and get it corrected and straightened out, or he's going to avoid the pain, but he's going to have a crooked arm the rest of his life that he's going to have to deal with, that's not going to properly function.
See, this is what I'm talking about. You are so far ahead
of
the rest of us.
That is why I'm here. You know what? Better a little pain now to get it straightened out, as far as America goes, rather than avoiding the problems and limp on forever.
You know what's
saying
scary
never,
here?
Ever,
you
actually,
are dead serious.
I am dead
she
serious.
She is dead. Do you see this?
Yeah.
She is dead serious. Like, she is teaching. She's preaching to the choir.
Well,
here,
no.
Huh?
I'm saying, I think that's...
Down, sister.
Thank you. I think that's a great analogy, because the fact that we don't want to cause people pain. We say, oh, let's just not go there. We don't need to. Listen.
And that applies to everybody,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Okay,
course.
I just wanted to make sure.
Of course. Yes. So either we're going to do a little pain now and straighten things out, or we're going to let it go and have a lame arm the rest of our life.
We don't want a lame arm.
No, we don't. We want to be able to function.
Healthy body. That's right.
Healthy mind, healthy soul.
Yeah, folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do. Folks, for the stuff that I didn't get to today, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you again by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you soon enough. See ya.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.